November 14th, 1923. Calvin Coolidge was in the White House, Pius XI was the Pope, and Georgia Blues, recorded by Ethel Waters, was the number one song in the U.S. November 14th, 2023. The number one song at Meadowview Assisted Living in Two Rivers is one we all sing many times a year.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucy. Happy birthday to you.
Lucy Rideau celebrated her 100th birthday with members of her family, as well as the nurses and residents of the home on Mishicot Road. Lucy has led an incredible life. She was born in a small town in the Bay Area of California, where she met her husband James through a mutual friend. She left an indelible impact on him in quick fashion.
And the second day, he asked me to marry him, and I said, "You've got to be kidding. We've only known each other twice." That was in January of 1 year, and then we got married the following year, and life went on from there.
Due to James's job in the FAA and in the security sector, the couple lived in places all over the world, including in the U.S., California, Hawaii, and New Mexico, but also Germany, Cyprus, Egypt, the Philippines, and Iran. And in the Philippines, she actually worked in the Red Cross.
And Bob Hope came there and performed at the hospital, and he had Martha Ray as part of his troupe. She had been up in the wards where the guys were, and they kind of delayed the program because she was overwhelmed by what she was seeing in the wards.
When asked what the key to a long life is, Lucy said,
"I have no idea. I guess I was just good luck."
Lucy is also an avid reader, focusing mainly on nonfiction works, specifically biographies. Her family jokes there isn't a nonfiction book in the library she hasn't read. I'm Ryan Braum reporting for Sea Hafer News.